I don't know about anybody else, but when I saw Beyonce on Christmas Day during the Beyonce Bowl, I was inspired. I looked at her artistry. I looked at the performance. I looked at the band. I looked at how she performed with her daughter and all the celebrities that came out, Post Malone, Shaboozey. I mean, it was just an amazing display of creativity. Okay? Whether you like this woman or not, you can not take away her creativity and her confidence. She did an amazing job. And I was inspired. I was like, how can I be more creative? What do I need to do to step things up a notch? You know? And people are always telling me, you should write a book. And I'm like, hey, listen, I already have four books, actually five. I got four books about my kids and one about the little girl who saw George Floyd die. I'm good on writing books. It takes a long time. I'm tired of being closed up in the room writing books. Okay? I don't want to write a book about it. They was like, no, how about a memoir? You could really inspire other parents who have kids with special needs by telling your story. Right? And I was like, yeah, but I mean, how do you do that? You know, how do you start writing about your own life? How do you put that together? How do you put that on paper? It's one thing to talk about your life, but it's a whole nother thing to write it down in a way that either inspires, informs, or educates people in an engaging way that makes them want to keep picking up that book, to learn more about you, to share it with their friends. And, you know, it's 2025, and on one of y'all's bingo card is writing a book. Too oftentimes, we take books to the grave. I have a best friend. We have been best friends for 30 years. She's been writing this book for 28 of those years. She's been to workshops. She's been to classes. We've talked about it. She's sketched. She's got the characters. Book still sitting on the dining room table. I said, girl, why are you going to take that book to the grave? Don't make me have to publish this book posthumously. Let's make 2025 the year. If we have a book in us, that we get it out of us. And you know, I heard a wise man say once, success is not a dollar amount. Success is when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in your face. So whether you sell one copy or 1 million copies, the success of that is accomplishing it. And so I wanted to bring Hetty Tripp on about how to start and finish a memoir if that is on your 2025 bingo card. Hetty has just finished a project about writing her memoir. She's got a virtual event coming up. And if you need some inspiration, she may be just the person you want to follow on social media and attend this virtual event. You don't even have to leave your house. Hetty is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Shaletta. Thank you for having me on your show. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you perfectly. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy holidays. Yes.
Now, you
go on.
Go ahead.
You had such a wonderful introduction to book writing and memoirs and putting and not bringing it to the grave. You're absolutely on point.
Yes, and I just appreciate the work that you are doing and wanting to come on this show to inspire other people. Now, you were in a class and you got to take me back to the beginning because you were in this class and learning how to write a memoir, and now y'all have an event coming up, and it's like four or five of y'all that were part of this project. And I love how you guys did it as a group because as a writer, you know, writing a book and putting that together is so isolating.
That's the Loft Literary Center that has these year-long fellowships where we work with a mentor, and my mentor was Sun Yung Shin, and she's written a ton of books. She's an amazing, amazing writer. And it was a cohort of five of us that worked every week for 3 hours for most of the year. But I want to go further back in terms
Okay.
of, well, how did this idea come up? And it was actually 2015. I found this small packet of yellow ragged papers folded in four, tucked in a plastic bag tied with string. It was in my mother's things. And when I unfolded them, I couldn't read the writing. It was tiny. And so I had to scan each page and magnify it and then transcribe each word. And the story that came up was my father's fighting on the front lines of the Battle of Singapore. That is my homeland, Singapore. And this was his story that had not come to light till 2015. And my mother didn't even know about it. 2015, she was 101, so pretty feisty. That story kind of inspired me. I have to write it. So I wrote that story from his point of view. It appeared in the Stone's History Museum article. And then I started writing grants during COVID. So COVID was, in a way, it was isolating. But I started to write grants for myself. I first wrote grants, and this is the Central Minnesota Arts Board, Minnesota State Arts Board, grants to write poetry. I'm a poet. And I saw this pattern in my poetry that this was a story of my life. So I brought all that together, got a grant, another grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to write a memoir. That and the fellowship with the Loft brought me to, you know, at least more than 200 pages right now of my manuscript. And then wow. Letter, I just received another grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to actually get a publisher to publish it. In 2025, it's really amazing.
That is incredible. And, you know, what made you decide, I'm not taking this book to the grave. I'm not taking this idea to the grave. It's not going to die on the phone with my girlfriend or in a conversation with my husband or my children. I'm going to get off my butt and get it done.
Yeah. Well, my children are a fabulous family. You know some of them. Mm-hmm. You met some of them. And sometimes I never can get a word edgewise when we're in the family together. So I try to sneak in little stories, but they don't really know my story. They don't really know the heritage that I came from. The title of my memoir at the moment is From Colonialism to Anti-Racism. I'm 76 years old, so we cover, you know, almost eight decades of my life and then my parents' life. I was born a British subject in the island of Singapore 3 years after World War II. So it goes from, you know, being colonized to coming to America to being identified as an other and then a mixed race Asian here. But I am Eurasian. And that's a whole piece within the memoir that I talk about. And then, you know, my present role is as an anti-racist. I'm the anti-racist director for Lyricality, a collective of poets and artists. So it's my journey to letter. Mm-hmm. Fascinating, I say.
Now, you have an event coming up where people can go online and support you and see what this journey has been all about. Tell me about that. How can people participate?
Right. So I think I sent you the link. It is the Loft Literary, and you can go on to Loft Literary Center. And it's not just me. It's the cohort that I've been working with. There are other writers. They're all Asian American and all with their own story. And, you know, of course, there is more than one story, as another wonderful writer, Carolyn Holbrook, is telling us. There's more to one story. And so here you have five stories, budding memoirists or advanced memoirists who will share little pieces of it. I think I get about 10 minutes of it, sharing how we have been writing and what's come out of it. But the point is that I do have every time I read my manuscript, I keep changing it. But but it's ready to go to a publisher, to an agent.
Wow, I'm so excited for you. This is such an exciting time. I want everybody out there to go to that Loft Literary Center website. They have some amazing and great information. They have workshops and classes, and you can find a link so that you can peek in on Hetty and her team and the people who are in this cohort, and listen to these conversations and feel and get inspired about maybe what could be your next project, putting pen to paper and writing your own story. Hetty, thank you so much for stopping by to inspire us and encourage us and engage us on this show today.
Yeah, and remember, if you are a BIPOC artist, there are grants out there. You do have to look for them. But I think, you know, with the COVID times and the times that we're in, our voices need to be heard.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because people think that, you know, I don't have enough money to write a book. I don't have enough money to get started. There are funds available that are out there for you. If you go to that Loft Literary Center website, they'll definitely point you in the right direction. Hetty, you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Shaletta. Do continue your fabulous work there.
I will. And you all stick around. We've got more fabulous show coming up.